You're listening to the Solomon Free Money Hour. Fred Solomon, Lisa Solomon, I'm Carrie Kasem. Right now, we have the pleasure to have the mayor of Biloxi on with us, Mayor Holloway. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Thank you for calling.
And in the interest of time, we just want to get into these questions. You know, we've been selling these Biloxi properties. We have an exclusive development deal with a developer down there. And people want to know what's going on in Biloxi right now.
Well, you know, we're going pretty good. Biloxi has, I think, come along very well. And they've accomplished quite a bit. And it's going to take a long time for us to get back, but we're on our way. We have probably over 20,000 building permits of one type or another has been issued over the past 24 months.
Do you think it's an actual overbuilding? Is there too much supply, or do you think the supply is short?
No, the supply is short, particularly in the affordable housing. Most of these permits, as I told you, only about 350 are new single-family homes. Most of them are repair or rebuild damaged homes. You know, we lost probably 6,000 homes and structures in the city of Biloxi from Katrina.
And how are the casinos helping with this? Do you find that there's not enough places enough places to rent, to live in, to buy, with keeping up with the growth of the casinos?
The casinos are back up probably to around 1,000 employees, which they were pre-Katrina. But you know, all these casino workers don't live in Biloxi. They live all along the Mississippi Gulf Coast, even as far as to Slidell, Louisiana, and Hammond, Louisiana, and over to Mobile, and it's up north of Mississippi to Stone County and Hattiesburg. So, and that's been the trend since the casinos have opened. Not all those workers live in Biloxi. A lot of them do. But,
right.
Not all.
When you're driving around Biloxi, Mr. Mayor, do you see a ton of for rent signs? Or when people put their houses up for rent, or when, you know, developers and developments go up and there's tons of houses for rent, do you find that they're renting pretty fast?
Well, yes, they're renting pretty fast. You don't see a lot of for rent signs out. We have a lot of new buildings going on north of our city. You know, Biloxi is a peninsula. We're about 8 miles long and about a mile and a half to 2 miles wide in some areas. And that's the mainland. That's where the casinos and the old Biloxi, and then a lot of building out in the rural, what we call the rural areas of a city and a county.
Right.
One of the purposes of our show, Mayor Holloway, is the Solomon Free Money Hour is to educate consumers how to make smart decisions when buying real estate all over the country. We feel that Biloxi is one of the number one emerging markets in the entire United States due to the casino industry and due with the I know the casinos used to be over water. Now they're over land, and they've built 8 of them. They got 2 more that are going to be constructed here by the end of 07, and there's another, 12 more that are being built, including Donald Trump doing a $1.3 billion casino in your area.
We have 8 casinos up and operating in Biloxi. Now, we have 4 casinos that are in the stages of leasing property or buying property.
What would you tell our listeners?
Biloxi is a good market to be in.
The modular homes that we're building with this developer are going to be raised and are going to be hurricane Category 5 safe.
And they're supposed to be at least 17.5 feet, which would allow these properties to get flood insurance, is from what we understand.
Yeah. There's been talk, and the advisory elevation is up to 21 feet above sea level.
Mr. Mayor, have you seen these modular homes?
I like the modular homes. I've been in several of them. They look very, very good to me.
Excellent.
Okay, so here's the situation. You know, we represent investors here in Southern California that have money and that are interested in buying some of these investment opportunities. We have heard that the properties are renting 10 to 20% above the market rents because there's not enough supply out there. And our focus is to get our developer, our investors, a cash-on-cash return of at least 6 to 8%. You're saying that prices are high. That might be true for you guys out in Biloxi, but for us over here in Southern California, a price point of $160,000 for a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home is practically nothing, and these things are cash flowing. And so the question that I have for you, are the local residents in your area buying these properties as well?
You know, there's probably some local investors doing I could buy a four-bedroom, two-bathroom for $160,000, I'd buy it. Now, you're talking about the lot, or just, or is that just the building?
This is everything, the entire improvement, everything.
Well, that's a very good price.
Yeah, well, these modular homes are being built for less than $100 a square foot, and for anybody who's in construction, they know, you know, here in California, you get something shoddy for $200 a square foot. If
you know, you can't hardly build anything for $200 a square foot here, Luxley.
Really?
Really.
Well, then
we have several projects that the city is doing right now, building back, rebuilding. Is anywhere from $200 to $350 a square foot.
Wow!
Some of the big contractors are telling me that the cost of construction is going up anywhere from 3 to 5% quarterly
because of the cost of materials
and people are really excited about this, to buy a property that's $160,000 that cash flows. The renters, it's a turnkey proposition here. It's the developers working with the property management, so they're putting in renters and
during construction,
but also all the insurance is rolled in as well, and you get these incredible tax breaks that the government is giving you in the go zone areas. So talking to you has just made me more assured that these are incredible investment opportunities.
I think so.
Yeah.
Now, are you familiar, Mayor Holloway, with the 50% depreciation write-off that you're able
to
do to the go zone?
Yes.
Well, Mayor, we would love to talk with you again if you have time. I know we're going to be doing this show. We've been doing the show for a year and a half, and we'll be selling these properties for hopefully quite a while. So
okay.
We'd love for you to come back on our show.
Sounds like he's an investor himself.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I have several rental properties.
Yes.
All right. Good for you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. We've been talking with Mr. Mayor Holloway of Biloxi. We really appreciate you taking the time to spend it with us this morning. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.